In the last minute, I described a real-world case study from our recent work in display and merchandising measurement. I wrapped up that post claiming that display analytics was a rare case where the combination of easy test ideas, straightforward measurement, and impactful results all came together. That sounds great, but are the test ideas really that easy? Let me go back to the case study problem. It had a five-table feature display, and the test I described, which resulted in a remarkable 500% improvement, involved moving the center table to a more trafficked corridor. That's great. But how many other tests are possible? In any multiple display area, it's surprisingly easy to build a set of structured tests that will almost certainly deliver improved performance. We measured each display's traffic, engagement, and product interaction rate. Naturally, some displays got more traffic than others. Some had higher engagement interaction rates. That's inevitable. The first goal of testing should be to understand how this works. Is traffic a function of display or geography? And what about engagement? A test rotating product across displays can establish a baseline for traffic at each display area independent of product. This also tells you how much impact display has on traffic patterns. Now, test shifting the best performing product by the baseline into the highest traffic areas. That's an obvious move, right? If you think about it, there's an almost unending series of product tests that make sense. You're trying to optimize product mix across and within each display. You're also trying to maximize product-to-flow geography. In most multi-display areas, you'll get different types of shoppers. In our test, we saw that some tables got primarily entrance traffic, while others got traffic mostly from shoppers heading across the area to go to the cash wrap. The best product mix for each navigation flow is different and testable. For table displays, there's a whole series of tests related to facings and interaction points. Depending on flow, the position of the table and the angle of the table make a big difference in how much product interaction we measured. Testing also revealed that by angling the table, we could shape the flow and influence traffic at other displays. Maximizing product-to-table placement is another whole series of obvious tests. It's just not hard to come up with compelling test ideas. Between display placement, configuration, product mix, flow optimization, and facings, you have a whole series of obvious, structured tests appropriate to almost any feature display area. So yes, Virginia, when it comes to display measurement, it really is easy to generate test ideas.